Hello, Monster Hunters. Big news. Mystery County has joined the One Shot Network. You'll still find us at the same place and time that you always have, but we are so excited to be creating alongside some of our favorite shows like Campaign, Skyjax, and Neoscum. Check out everything One Shot has to offer at oneshotpodcast.com. And with that, enjoy the show.
This is a two-star review on Travelocity written by the account HeyHeyHoHo6969, a.k.a. Cody Ernst Jr., regarding the Mystery Town Fair. Well, to call this a fair is unfair to other fairs. The only fair that happened here was an affair involving a large fire and some pretty mediocre cornballs. If you're planning on looking for a good time anywhere in the Superior State, I would recommend avoiding this area entirely. Not only are they trapped in the past, and not only do their urinals have no cakes, but their bathrooms allow everyone to just look in willy-nilly as you do your business, which you're gonna have to do after aforementioned cornballs. As far as this reviewer is concerned, you should take your business elsewhere and avoid the fires, the screaming, and the weird scenes in which most people don't wear buttons or have any idea what a zip line is, even though they have one there and you pointed to it and asked for directions multiple times. This reviewer is unsatisfied and will probably only be returning next year one more time to give it a second chance because Lord knows it beats the local pool in Mystery County. Toodaloo, hey, hey, ho, ho, 69.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of invigorated investigators and enchanting encounters in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the Initiate. And I swear, Templeton said it best in Charlotte's Web. A fair is a veritable smorgasbord orgasbord.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist, and I'm boycotting all the lids in Mystery County by investing in hair gel. What? Jealous?
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the monstrous. Did you guess? If you did, stop paying so much attention to me, like literally get a life. Oh my God. I was whatever. It's fine. God.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler, the expert, and I've got some skeletons in my closet. Don't worry. They pay rent.
Hi, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and I play Derek Pfeiffer, the divine. And no one's really interacting with me on this trip so far. I'm starting to think something about me is making them uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
No, that's a little unfair because you are at summer school.
Is he? It sounds like he's invisible in here.
Well, Alan told us that Derek was at 2 weeks of summer school.
Yeah, but they all left me there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wait, we didn't do the episode where we dropped Derek off at summer camp, did we?
Yeah, can we open on a flashback of that moment? to justify all my choices that conflict with each other?
So, Alan, last we checked in, Derek was at summer school. Is this more like a camp situation? Like, did you get dropped off there?
It is for me because Aunt Diane's understanding was that Adam and I were both going away for a week-long festival that culminated in a Slime and Snails concert.
She didn't understand the county fair? Or you guys told her about it so poorly that that's what she took from it?
We established... Jeff accidentally established that the county fair lasts 7 days.
Yeah, I did do that.
So Aunt Diane was like, oh, you're going to a 7-day festival thing. And on the way there, the gang dropped me off at summer school. So it's a normal, like, you know, 8-to-3 summer school situation. But I have no way to get back to Aunt Diane's house, and she's not expecting me there. So no. I've just been staying at the school.
Can I pause it? That it sounds to me like maybe a little bit more realistically what happened is that Derek took that in and assumed that it was he's supposed to stay there, but that no one else.
I'm just waiting for someone else to pick me up.
Yeah, because I don't believe that Diane wouldn't know about the county fair, but I do believe that in Diane and Adam Miller talking about the county fair, that Derek might have gotten the impression that it was a week long thing that you were getting separated from. So I think this is like, I think later on we discovered that this was all a huge misunderstanding, but currently no one is coming to pick you up and you've been stuck staying at school.
Right. So what happens at the end of every summer school day is all the kids go outside and wait for their parents to, or whatever, to come by. And I just wait outside overnight, and then the kids come back and get out of cars the next morning, and I just go back inside.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's like like one of those in any sci-fi show where it shows like a long take of somebody like waiting throughout history, and like they get snow on them.
Oh, and yeah. Dirty.
It's just you staying Garden State still while the world moves around you.
See, this is also has some Drag Race connections to it. It's very Roxy Andrews at the bus stop. For those
oh
who
my
know
God.
The reference,
season six.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut for those listeners.
Yeah. I want to see the side mission where Derek is just there.
Yeah, I guess if we're making the Roxy Andrews connection, you could say that Derek Pfeiffer is straight bussing.
Oh, Lord.
I'm Derek Pfeiffer, and I'm here to make it clear.
Derek, lucky for you, summer school is over. It's the end of the week. The fair has ended. Everybody is still buzzing about the amazing opening night concert. Ron Stewart put on like a truly electrifying opening act show. And again, he usually was the headliner. This is the first year where he's kind of been bumped down to the opening act. But this show was incredible. It started with Ron and Susan doing a stellar duet of Maggie May. And then, honestly, even Slime and Snails, it was a super high bar, but they did not disappoint. And everybody super got into it when they hit that chorus of, I wanna muck you like a salamander. Everybody just lost their minds.
Oh.
Since then, I have to check in. Adam Miller.
Yeah.
How did you do in the pie-athlon?
I ate one bite and then I ate another bite.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, twice as good.
And then I had to go.
To you
the
to
bathroom.
Go home? Oh. Mm-hmm.
You're getting closer each year.
I know. It's bite by bite.
I was going to say, you know, if he keeps this going by age 55, he's going to be the winner of the pie-athlon.
Or I'll finish a pie.
But the thing is that he didn't eat all week. He was only drinking water. So I.
Well, he was. The problem was he was eating those.
Those funnel crackers or
funnel crackers.
Yeah.
All week, thinking that they would be enough, but they're super dense calorically.
I was just too full. And I went to the bathroom and I had to do some business.
Yeah.
I don't want to get graphic in the show.
Yeah. That'd be
God forbid. God forbid.
Adam's growing
slurp,
up.
Slurp.
Stop it.
That's right. Welcome to season three, the clean season of Mystery County.
Yep.
Yeah.
For legal reasons, dabbling that in, is not true. Yeah.
The rest of you, did any of you go to the pie-athlon to support Adam Miller?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We made t-shirts and everything. Yeah.
I competed.
How long did you have to? Oh, how did you do, CEJ?
I made it all the way through my first pie, and then I very embarrassingly threw up all over myself.
Okay. Well, which is kind of par for the course. Again, yeah. We did establish that the whole reason the pie-athlon's on the last day is so that the vomit everywhere doesn't deter people too much.
Yeah. And then we just use it as like fertilizer.
They just leave it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Also, I want to. You know what? I said I had to go do business, but I think what really happened is I was just so touched that all my friends came.
Oh. Aww. That you left?
Wait, I had to go cry. I was crying in the bathroom.
Aww. Oh, wow. So I guess the question is, how long did you all have to wait outside before Adam Miller came
Well,
out?
We could see him through that window because the window
is
like perfectly eye level.
I was like on my knees and by the toilet so you could see my face perfectly.
Aww.
But we let him cry it out.
Yeah, let's pick up there then. Yeah, it's been about 20 minutes. Adam is just crying in the bathroom. You're all watching through the window into the bathroom.
Yeah, it's a one-way window too, so I don't see.
Yeah.
It's just, I didn't think someone had so many tears in them. You would think after a while he'd dry up.
Okay, guys, sorry about that. I had a lot of business to do.
What was making you cry, Adam?
What?
I said, what was making you cry?
That's just a phrase.
Oh, yeah.
when you have to go to the bathroom really bad, you ask people like, what was making you cry? You know?
Oh, to heck with it. I was crying because I was so touched by you all being there.
Were you more touched by other people than certain other people, or were you touched by everyone?
I have a ranking system, but I'm not going to divulge it. It'd just be too weird.
I think you should.
Okay, see, EJ, you would be dead last. And then it's a tie for first for everyone.
Aww. Oh, my gosh. It's
not much of a ranking system.
All right. We were having a good time. We were having a good time watching you. And then, you know, it's okay to get emotional and get upset, you know. But, buddy, you did it. And I put this homemade T-shirt over it. It says, I'm the apple of my pie.
Oh, that's a good shirt.
That is
Thank
a good
you
shirt.
So much, Shamanda.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally welcome. But I think I might be fared out, guys. I think, honestly, we've been running around this place for what feels like 12 hours.
Yeah. Shamanda, where'd you get the money for that shirt?
Oh, I picked my Coldstone tips.
No. That's so weird, because when I asked if I could borrow some money to ride the mechanical bull, you said you didn't have any cash on you.
I don't like to lend out money. That's not even just like a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. It's just like I don't like to owe people or
Holy
have them
crap.
Owe me.
Speaking of, where's Evan?
Oh, Evan went back to Rhinelander like days ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Dang.
Yeah, I guess we should head out. There's just one more thing I think we should all do before we go.
What?
And I'm going to turn around to Ray, who runs the quarters machine, and just be like, you're a loser.
Oh.
All right, run, kids, run.
And Ray goes, whatever, Susan.
Hey.
You're a loser.
Hey. You can't talk to Susan like that.
Yeah, you don't get to call her that.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do about it? Oh, you don't want to see what I'll do to that.
We're going to fight you.
Huh?
I lunge.
Oh, no. Okay, roll to kick some ass.
No.
I'm going to bicycle kick him after you, CEJ.
Oh, God.
I got a 7 on the dot.
Can I stop him? Can I just catch him in here?
No, I can't be stopped.
What a 7.
Here's a question I have for you, Susan, before all this. How old is Ray?
Ray's probably around my age.
Jesus, he's 60?
No.
Not canonical.
CEJ, that was harsh.
That was really...
I think you and Susan are gonna fight.
It's a little weird to you, Susan, because Ray is you know, an adult man, but his gander, excuse the pun, is
he's a duck.
Excuse the Derek pun, just to be clear on that.
Oh, okay, that is a duck monster, and we solved it.
Yeah, his gander is up a little higher than you would expect for a guy his age. Like he's just. A little bit more of a loose cannon than he was even at the start of the week. But so, CEJ, yeah, you and your target inflict harm on each other. What are you doing?
I just push him a little bit, and from the inside pocket of his vest, a flask of liquor comes out, and I go, "He's a drunk in a dry county."
Wait, are we dry?
Wait.
Yeah, we established like an episode ago that
Did
we've been
we?
In a dry county this whole time.
Oh, whoops. I missed that part. That's
I funny. Also missed that part.
I don't know if that's true, Ellen. I think you're just adding a lot of cannon
yeah,
today.
Yeah, nope. It's a dry county.
I don't think it is.
It's a dry county. Susan's 60 years old.
Take Ellen out of this podcast.
Here's the thing that I want CEJ to do. Roll plus sharp.
Okay.
This is not going to count for experience.
Oh, nice. I got an 8.
Okay, that's a mixed success. So I don't think CEJ quite understands what a dry county is.
You know, maybe it's like one of those things we used to do this in Nebraska where you like don't sell liquor on Sundays.
Yes, yes. Mm. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's very Midwestern. Yeah, you can't buy it in the grocery store and you can't buy it on Sundays.
Well, well, well.
Do they have those like drive-through liquor stores in the Midwest like they do in the South?
No,
I don't think so.
No, absolutely
what?
Not.
Maybe for snowmobiles.
You can drive through, like, you get off work, you drive through, you can get like a brick of of beers or whatever, and then they can get it like a mixed drink.
What is a brick of beers?
Oh, like a cube.
Like a case.
Like, yeah.
What?
Like
a,
oh, a rack.
I have not either.
A rack, a cube.
I never heard of brick before. A brick. Sounds fun.
And then you can get a mixed drink, but they give it like a styrofoam thing, but they put a piece of tape over where the straw will go in, so it's a concealed drink.
Yeah, and there's no way to get that off till you get home.
Yeah, that would not fly in Mystery County.
Okay,
South sounds really fun.
Yeah, well, it sounds like somebody, Mr. Ray, is going to be taking a little trip to the drunk tank. Get the Crammos!
I think we're fine.
What? I run.
No!
Not today, suckers!
Yeah, and today, you know, the Crammo in question would just be, you know, again, just a member. Well, because this is actually even, this is taking place in Mystery, is I think what we have established is where the fair is this year. So there isn't even Crammos. Like, Mystery doesn't have law enforcement.
Oh, crap.
The town of Mystery doesn't have law enforcement at all. So everybody just hears you say that and looks around confused. But Adam, you just start running. Where do you run to?
You know what? Actually, I'm going to change that.
Oh.
Instead of running, I'm going to open a can of Slice.
Oh.
Slice?
Yeah. Slice?
Orange Slice?
Not Sprite.
Did our sponsor change?
No.
No. I still have Sprite, but when I drink Slice, I turn invisible.
Whoa. Okay, great. Roll plus weird.
Okay. It's a 5 + 1. So it's 6. Wait, no, it's 7. Oh, it's 7.
It's, wait, 5 + 1 is not.
Sorry. I had rolled a 5 and a 1, and I said 5.
I see.
Yeah.
So you rolled a 7, which is a relief. So you're using the ego transformation. This is only the second transformation that you've pulled from it. Previously, you've been using your big and burly transformation. Yeah. We have 4, but I'm going to reveal them as they come around.
I love it.
So this is your second. So yeah, Adam is going to go invisible. You do need to pick a side effect.
Okay.
Ooh, I have a suggestion.
Oh, there is existing side effects in the move.
Oh, but
No.
Well, do you want me to tell you what they are and maybe it goes along with that, Rashawn?
Yeah, let's see if it fits.
Okay, could it end unplanned. I could start at the blank page before you when the transformation. Oh, that's right. It's the songs.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Yeah, so ending unplanned means you can't control when the transformation ends. Staring at the blank page before you means when it ends, you won't remember anything that happened during it. And then release your inhibitions means you will follow every impulse and instinct to the fullest, ignoring any possible social consequences.
Well, I was going to say that the t-shirt I gave you is actually like a mood ring t-shirt, so I can always feel where you are.
I mean, you can feel where he is regardless, because invisible just means he can't be seen on the human visible spectrum. So you can definitely, if you ever attempt to use your empathy, you will be able to find Adam Miller.
Cool. Nice. Awesome. I'm going to let the dice decide if I roll a 1 or a 4. Wait, no. A 1. Wait, what? 1 or a 4 is going to end unplanned. If it's going to be a 2 or a 5, it's going to start at a blank page or stare at a blank page. And if it's 3 or 6, it's going to release your inhibition.
Okay, great.
It's a 5, so it is staring at a blank page. So when the transformation ends, I won't remember what happened.
Yeah, so you take the slice, you drink it, you go invisible. When you stop being invisible, you will forget that you were invisible.
Cool.
Damn.
But I know what's going on now, right?
Yeah, right now you know what's happening. Yeah, so yeah, what do you do?
I run.
Okay, where do you run? So, Adam, you all around you, you're not really fully paying attention to Adam in this as CEJ is having this confrontation with Ray and everything else. You just hear a tss, and then Adam's not there anymore. And Adam, where do you run to?
I run to where they keep all the pigs.
Okay, to like
the farm area.
Yeah, like the sty area. Mm-hmm. Great.
Wait, where the heck did Adam just go?
Ha ha ha.
Is that him?
He ran off. I think he's like in the farm, the barnyard sort of area.
Okay. He loves the pigs.
You know how he gets. He runs away from his feelings.
Can't see me, can't smell me.
Get your hands off me, Ray.
And Ray's like, get your hands off me. And Ray has pushed you back as well.
Since, and you know,
I trained for this. I'm going to use my move to end this fight now.
Oh, great. Oh, nice. Okay, Shamanda, this is perfect. So, Shamanda, I've given you a new move just because the one of the sect moves, it wasn't working for us. It was kind of weird. It was always putting you on the outs with the dojo, and I don't think that's where you stand anymore. You and the dojo are on pretty good terms right now.
Yes.
So, I've trained for this works like this. When you decide to end a fight right now, you roll plus the number of times that you have caused harm to the target. So that would be plus zero. So you just are going to roll two dice and tell me the result.
Four. God
damn. Okay. On a six minus, I will choose from the list of potential consequences, and you are going to draw some unwanted attention. So here are the potential consequences. They reveal a key piece of information before escaping. They turn themselves over to you, and you can ask them what's up with you as though you had rolled a 10. They fall unconscious. They surrender but refuse to talk. They call upon a dangerous power to assume a new form, or they fall for you.
Oh, God.
And how are you? So what are you doing right now to end this fight?
I do a backflip to end in between them. Just like,
nice.
Stop.
Great.
Stop.
Let's see.
Stop, thief.
And I do the wait, like when you're at a crosswalk.
So what happens is when you do that, you accidentally clip Ray with your heel.
Ooh.
And Ray just goes out like a light, just falls down unconscious. And a bunch of people start to come over like, did you see her? She drop kick Ray. Oh, I can't believe.
Is he bleeding?
He's not too bad. Like it looks, it's more of like just a knockout than anything else.
Okay. Cool.
Everybody be cool. Crashly, be cool.
Crashly, call 111.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call 111 and I'll go over and investigate the body. So I'm going to like get my cell phone out.
And I do crowd control. Everybody, please back up. Give us some space. This man is fine. This is a demonstration brought to you by the Queen, the Whoopi Goldberg Dojo of Excellence. And I start passing out flyers.
Roll plus charm. So this is going to be a manipulate someone. You're going to try to convince these people.
7 plus 1 is 8.
Great. They'll do it, but they want something from you first. So you're telling them this is a demonstration. And one of them's like, if it's a demonstration, show me some more moves.
I'm going to step forward so she can perform it on me.
Gladly. Let's do a self-defense situation. Ma'am, have you ever found yourself in a situation like this? That is a nice purse. I'm going to take it.
Oh, yeah, I have.
And we can use these simple simple moves, and I'm going to use one of my holds to like douse Wexler with water, like get away from me, like it's a water bottle, like nice. Some sort of water move.
Yeah,
you can use anything to distract a person if you're trying to take their purse.
Oh no, I need to change my ways.
You should come to the dojo.
Okay. Wait. Well, yeah, that's an effective way to deal with a mugger.
Wait, was your demonstration to help take the purse?
No, I was the one taking the purse and I got water thrown on me.
Oh.
I think.
It's hard to follow.
Yeah, I thought you were the one getting the purse stolen from you.
Oh, that's right. Okay, you know what?
No, but on second thought, I suppose it works either way.
I guess we should all take these classes.
Yeah. Crashly, so while everybody's kind of mulling over this impressive display, you wanted to go investigate Ray's unconscious body?
Yeah, and I am dialing 111 on my phone.
Okay, roll plus sharp.
Okay.
Or I mean, I'll wait on that, actually, because I don't actually know. What is it that you're looking for?
Oh, well, I smelled blood. And
yeah, he has like a little cut on his upper lip.
Yeah, so I just wanted to like check it out, you know. Okay. See if I rolled a 10.
Well, I'm gonna wait. Well, like there's nothing for you to roll yet.
Okay.
Because you haven't asked me any questions or anything, so you might not need to roll if there's nothing secret happening.
Is there anyone watching me?
No, not really right now. People are mostly focused on this confusing but effective display of dealing with a mugger or being a mugger.
Right.
Yeah.
The duality of humanity is what we're really trying to get after, folks.
Yeah. Shamanda is completely pivoting over into more the philosophy of the Dojo of Excellence. And people are really drawn in now. And they're like, oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. Like, I never thought about the fact that like one bad day could make me be the one that was trying to mm-hmm. get the purse. You know, I live paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if you had two bad days.
I don't want to, son. I don't want. I can't. You know, and it starts breaking down. So, yeah, Crashly, you're covered. What?
I want to see if I can resist drinking his blood.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
How do we not
like,
notice?
Not biting him more, but just like what's there.
Sucking out yeah. the blood from his lips.
I blame Adam for this.
What? I can't even defend myself.
Crashly, roll to act under pressure.
Okay. What is act under pressure?
Plus cool.
So I got a 10.
You are able to resist the urge.
Okay.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Unless you want to, well, on act under pressure, you do what you set out to. So you have complete control to decide if you want to feed or not. That's up to you.
Oh, fudge. Okay. I mean, I really want to because I've never tried blood before, like from a human. But I also don't want to because, like, I think people would think I was weird. So if I'm like acting under pressure so well, I think I'm not going to. But instead, I'm just going to, I am going to pull out a little bit of his hair to chomp on.
Okay, great. Yeah, you.
Just arm hair, not head hair.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. You pull out five arm hairs.
Yeah. That sounds more painful.
That hurts more, yeah.
He's asleep.
Yeah, and he starts from that. He wakes back up and he's like, oh, wow, what came over me?
Yeah, are you okay? You were acting really, really aggro, man.
Sorry, I thought I... Man, that's crazy. I haven't been like that in a long time. Sorry. And he gets up and he looks at you, CEJ, and he's like, hey, young man, I am so sorry. That was inappropriate of me. And everybody here, I just want to say, that was really wrong. I was in the wrong. He's fine. He didn't do anything wrong. And he grabs the flask and he's like, Susan, I think you should take this. I don't know what's, maybe I do have a problem.
No offense, but have you been talking to that witch?
Huh? No.
Okay.
There's a witch? What?
Can I roll what's going on here with Ray?
Yeah.
That's
and
smarter.
While that's happening, I would just like to say that for the record, for the whole apology, I was making that like mime jerk off motion.
Absolutely.
And I got that man's credit card information.
Oh, the one that was like very invested in the dojo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, absolutely. You use your little what is the
carbon copy thing?
Yeah,
the roller.
Ka-chunk, and then you have a new member to the dojo, paying monthly dues.
That's a 10 for Sexy Wexy.
Ooh.
Okay, great. What's your question?
What's going on? What's going on with Ray?
I mean, let's see.
I kicked him in the head. And he got act
something's
right.
up though, dude.
Mm, something's up.
I mean, yeah, that's just good up. Training, you know. You kick a guy in the head and he acts right.
Here's what I'll say, and then you can ask clarifying questions and follow up questions because you got a 10 plus.
Thank you.
What's up with Ray? Is I mean, everything he said, you know, like you've talked with Ray before. You've had kind of a cantankerous relationship with him and stuff. Ray, when he was like a young man, was kind of a big piece of shit, just like always getting into fights and everything. He mellowed out a lot as he got older, and it's for whatever reason, yeah, he was acting like he was in his early 20s.
Okay. Does it have anything to do like with the alcohol, or is there another thing that seems to be causing this?
As you, I mean, he handed you the flask, so you like, you know, take a sniff, you take like just add a little, you know, pull a little bit to your tongue to taste it. Tastes like normal booze. It's not good booze.
It's Everclear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm.
But yeah, it doesn't seem mystical or magical by any stretch. So it seems to be something else.
Huh. Okay. And do I sniff any magic around him?
The problem in mystery is you kind of sniff magic everywhere.
Oh,
but I guess like I could speak further to it. You'd probably want to open your third eye for something like that.
Why don't I go ahead and open her up?
Okay, great.
And I roll what for that again?
You don't roll for that. That just happens.
Oh, good. Thank God. Good.
And then you
I got
get things for it. Yeah. When you roll. So you already got a 10 on your what's going on here. As when you open it, Susan, you are able to kind of sift through the magic that is happening all around. Again, Mystery is a town that is run by a coven of witches. So, you know, it's not surprising that there's magic, but there is more specific, more fresh magic on Ray. But you in looking around, it's not just on Ray. It's not on everybody here, but there are like I would say maybe a quarter of the adults present have kind of the same signature of magic on them. And as you're looking around, it's also on you.
Oh, no.
And this is also, Shamanda, when you are doing the demonstration with Susan, this is when it really locks in for you. You noticed it earlier in the week, but you kind of forgot it, but it's really coming back. Susan's gray streak is gone in her hair.
Ooh. Susan, did you go to Exfolia?
Oh, no. I've switched to Supercuts. And I guess while I have my third eye open and it's totally okay if the answer is no, am I looking at Crashly? Because I feel like I would see some shit there.
At Crashly? Yes. Good point. Yeah, I'm going to have you roll a new what's going on here for this, just because you're asking like a total, you're focusing on a totally different thing.
Right. Nice. So that is an 8 plus. So it's another 10.
Wow. Okay, great. Wow. Yeah, Crashly, I mean, I think what it is you see Crashly pulling the arm hairs into her mouth.
Oh, no.
And that and everything else. Yeah, something is very off with Crashly. Crashly, Aaron, like, I'll leave it up to you to describe energetically or mystically what Susan's experiencing from you.
Yeah, I think you're probably experiencing, like, a wraith-like quality that's obviously, I don't really look different, although like I do have darker circles under my eyes and stuff, which could just be explained by being tired. But like, yeah, I seem to have a hunger that I didn't have before. And I think the word that keeps coming to your mind is just ghoulish.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to snapshot that eye for a little while and be like, hey, Ray, it's okay. We're good here. I think maybe something's up, but I'm going to take care of it and just lay low and chill out for a little while if you get a chance. Okay.
Yeah. That sounds.
See if you can take a little 15 minute break. Take care.
Yeah, I'm going to go lay down on the hay bales.
Great.
And hey, Susan, I know we've had our differences and everything, but here you go. And he hands you what is the second place prize for the quarter pushing?
It's just a big red token that you can push. You can put into there to push more quarters.
Yeah, oh, he hands you that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I want to apologize for how I was.
Okay, and I want to apologize for taking this, and I'm going to take the first place prize thing that I had stolen out of my pocket and give it back to him and be like, that was my bad.
And what was the first place prize?
It's a rubber ducky that you can also put onto the quarter place to push more down.
Okay. I love that. And now here's the, Susan, I have a question for you. When you were a teenager, did you ever have a klepto phase?
You know, and I wouldn't call it, I wouldn't say, no, Susan okay. wouldn't say that. An outsider might say that, but Susan wouldn't classify it as that.
And am I right to assume that that's a thing that you kind of left behind when you got older?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. It's back.
Uh-huh. Okay. That is concerning, and I'm starting to see a pattern. And I'm just going to the kids, be like, hey, kids, I think we need to go walk and see Deborah again. And Crashly, can I steal you away? Not steal you. Can I borrow you for a second while we walk to Deborah?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Cool.
What's up? Yeah.
And am I out of earshot of the other kids?
If you want to be, yeah. Or if they allow you to be, I guess that's up to Shamanda and CEJ. And
so I guess Susan thinks she is. And I'll just be
Shamanda's
like.
Shamanda's just doing backflips.
Yeah. What? And I guess before we continue, then CEJ, your girlfriend's doing backflips and stuff. What are you doing?
I can. So this flask is already in
Susan's hand,
Susan's possession. So I'm just gonna sulk away, hands in pockets.
Okay. Yeah.
CEJ, which of the 18 pockets on your pants?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which are the like 18 pockets on your pants?
No, hoodie pockets.
Got it.
And then Derek is there as well, right?
Is he? I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the end of the week. It's the pie-athlon just happened, and there was crying and stuff. I think we can establish that you were able to come to the last day of the fair.
Okay, great. And I'm very excited because I just saw my first R-rated movie, Snakes on a Plane, and I cannot wait to tell everybody about it.
Great. So you just have, you know who is there, who you're probably talking with, is Jim Nast, your movie buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Jim Nast. I didn't see it with Jim.
Wait, is Jim Nast terrified of him?
Oh.
Jim is terrified. Well, Jim was terrified of him.
Oh.
But then that all got erased and stuff. So, yeah.
What's the name of that girl from school who had a crush on me?
Jordan Vincent.
Jordan, yeah.
Jordan. Yeah, Jordan asked me to go see the movie, and I did not put together that it was a date invitation, so I definitely went. And I ran into Jim there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Again, he doesn't go to the movies because he's just waiting for his wife to, now his ex-wife. He's just hoping she'll show up and they can like rekindle. So he's always just waiting outside the movies.
Jesus.
Incredibly sad.
So he wasn't watching anything. But yeah, so the two of you are just chatting about Snakes on a Plane.
Which he did not see.
He's trying to relate it back to Kate and Leopold.
Jim, it's almost exactly like Kate and Leopold.
Oh, yeah? How does Samuel L. Jackson come forward in time to pursue his love?
Well, the fun thing about this movie is that it starts at a point in time and then it continues moving forward from that point all the way to the end of the movie.
You lost me. You lost me, kid.
Hey, Crashly.
Suze.
You know you could tell me anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had a crush on someone, if you were drinking kombucha again, if you were eating hair.
Eating gross. What? Ew.
No.
Gross.
I mean, it's just like.
No.
I guess the number one evidence I have is that, like, I saw you.
You saw me do what?
I saw you eating that hair, and I just wondered if there was something you wanted to talk about with that.
Suze, I think I'm really bad.
No.
I'm a bad girl.
I think you've been through a lot, and I think maybe there have been some side effects of that.
Yeah, I think that maybe the side effect is that I might be, like, an evil monster who feeds on human. Well, not even flesh, just like stuff or whatever.
Hey, like, hey, Crashly.
Uh-huh.
You've met a lot of monsters. Are they all evil?
I'm going down the list and I'm really struggling. I don't know. I guess the devil was okay.
The devil was nice, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was okay. Not all monsters are evil. A little hair? Who cares? And I'm going to do a little snip of my hair and give it to her.
Oh, my God. can I roll to see if I, because I want to say no.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to resist.
Absolutely. Roll to act under pressure.
Okay. Boy. I rolled an 8.
An 8.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a mixed success.
Yeah.
So we'll give you a hard choice or a price to pay. Crashly. So you can resist it, but the next time that you are, the next opportunity you have, you'll have to take it.
To feed of Susan. Okay.
No, to feed, period.
Oh, got it.
Like the next time, I'll let you have total resistance this time, but you are, the next time you just have to take advantage of it.
Okay. Susan, like, thank you so much. That's really nice, but like, it's disgusting and I don't want to eat your hair, even though I know you were being nice. I will say, I guess I just also want to drink blood, but I just haven't yet. So I don't want to drink your blood, but if you do feel like you see an opportunity for me to like safely drink blood, I guess that's how you could help me.
Animal or human, bud?
Human would be better.
Human would be better. Okay. You know what? Thank you for telling me. We're going to figure this out. We always do. Hey, it's us.
Thanks, Suze. I do feel a little better.
We got this. The worst thing you'd have to do is do this alone.
That's true.
Speaking of, let's cut over to Adam Miller.
Can I, really quick, can I have that deal with the field? I've been insecure. I feel like that would help, what Susan just said.
Okay, great. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yes.
Okay, cool.
So go ahead and roll, Susan, go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay. Oops. Oh, Uh-oh, I'm sorry, bud. I just got a 5.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Not your fault.
Maybe I backflip over there.
No, you're somewhere else. You're doing something else. Susan,
backflip right in, baby.
Crashly is going to rebuff you. So, Crashly, what about this doesn't land? Susan says, you know, the worst thing to do would be going through this alone. And for some reason, that just really doesn't jive for you. Why
yeah,
is that?
Actually, when I was doing it alone, Susan, then nobody knew. And that was like actually way better because it's really gross. And it's like, honestly, you're kind of gross for thinking it's okay.
Wow.
I didn't say it's okay. I said we were going to work through it. You're mad.
Susan, this is perfect timing for something. So you are going to narrate to me why this hurts more than Crashly realizes, and you're going to take and condition yourself.
Sorry.
So I'm also going to tell you, Susan, for the time being, there is a new move that I'm giving only you.
Okay, this is it. I've been waiting for this.
What?
It's not a positive move.
Okay, that's okay. It's still special attention.
It's special attention. Susan, until for the time being, you have a move called Teenage Hurt Bag.
Okay. You know
you
what?
Care too much about everything. When anyone around you, including yourself, fails a role, you are going to take an emotional condition and get 5 years younger.
Whoa.
It's already, this is the second time that it has happened. So over the course of this day, Susan has de-aged 10 years.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
In the face of that, Susan, what emotional condition are you taking? And why does Crashly say this? Like, it really hits you on a level way deeper than you ever would have expected. Like, on your, like, youngest self version of you, what is it? What is going on?
This is very similar to something that Barb said to me growing up.
Hmm.
Where, like, you know, I kind of thought of us as a team. And she was like, the only thing worse than being alone is having you along for the ride.
Oh my God. Barb is the worst.
Jesus.
Barb is the worst.
Yeah. What emotional condition are you taking?
Is there one that like reads it's just like sad? Let me see here. I kind of forget. I kind of forget them because I so rarely have to take a condition. Not like these other kids.
I think insecure might be the closest.
Yeah, insecure.
Okay, great.
For a bit.
Yeah, so you are feeling super insecure. And Crashly, I think you, at this point you would see Susan looks a lot. Claire, take this, you know, take this with the love and affection. I'll let some of the wrinkles on Susan's face have smoothed out. Her hair that has a little extra oomph. Her posture is like a little bit more light and loose. I mean, she looks great, but she looks...
As opposed to what, Tyler?
Uh-oh.
Well, she just looks noticeably younger than she did this morning.
I'm writing all this down.
Mm-hmm.
It's recorded.
No, I'm going to make sure that we have... I'm going to make sure that everyone knows that you said this, and that's why I'm writing it down.
Susan, you look different. Like,
thank you.
You're welcome.
No, this is coming from someone who just made you feel super insecure, Susan.
And she'll never know that.
Fair
like
enough.
The stuff I said beforehand where it's like, you're mad, it's no problem. I still said that. I'm not gonna, you don't show your cards.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, we're learning a lot about Susan's defense mechanisms.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's take this moment to cut over to Adam Miller. You're at the pigsties. You're invisible. The Kramos have not come for you, but neither have any of your friends.
Awesome.
You're by yourself. Are you, okay. What are you doing? You needed, I believe, if I remember correctly, you said you wanted to hide your scent?
Yeah, so that's why I'm hiding by the piggies.
Okay, great. It's been like 20 minutes.
Okay, I give it another 20.
Okay, great. How are you filling your time?
I'm counting pigs.
What number are you up to?
Let's see, 16. Wait, did one just disappear? Oh, nope, I'm sitting at him.
So you're in the sty.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So he may see my footprints.
Yeah, I was going to say, some little kid keeps pulling on their mom's hand and like, Mom, look, there's footprints.
Who's he talking about? Oh, shit.
Now, the other thing, Adam, from your vantage point, you're sitting there, you're quiet or whatever else. You see your mom, Aunt Diane, and Ranger Along, her boyfriend, Byron, are walking. Now, it sounds like what we've established is Diane has kind of stayed away from the fair. So today is like the first day that she came, which makes sense. She came to support her son at the Pyathlon.
Aw, my mom is here too.
You've seen Byron there off and on throughout the week. A lot of it was him working because, you know, there's like a little park ranger booth exhibit for the Lake Mystery, the state nature area or whatever, where they're doing little like tree giveaways and stuff.
Wow, free trees.
And as they're doing stuff, they're looking at the pigs and sort of holding hands and everything.
Ugh.
And you keep seeing Ranger Alongs, his hand lets go of your mom's hand as they're sitting there watching, and it dips over to her lower back.
No,
and then it slides
no.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, Byron. And he's like, what? No,
I grab a handful of mud.
Okay.
And I throw it at him.
Okay, great. I think roll, and this is not going to be kick some ass necessarily, but this will be roll plus tough.
To see who I hit?
Yeah.
I rolled a 10, and do I add anything to that? A 1. Yeah. 11.
Wow. Yeah, you hit straight in the face. Just a pig pie hits Byron, and he's sputtering. Who did that? Who did that? Huh? You know, if you want to confront me, you come and say it to my face, huh?
I thought the pigs were in here.
Who said that? Huh? Who said that at me? Huh? If you're going to say mean things about somebody and be mean to them, do it to their face. God, it's a bunch of crap.
No, it's poop.
And Diane's like, whoa, Byron, whoa, calm down. And he's like, no, it's not cool. It's just not cool. It's screwed up. It's crazy, Diane. God.
Huh? What's going on?
God. And he just looks real, real like insulted by it, way more deeply than you would have expected.
That seemed weird. I'm going to follow him as an invisible boy.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are we? Does Susan by any chance see this happen?
You're welcome to if you... Yeah, I mean, he's making a bit of a scene. So
I think I'm just going to make like eye contact with Diane and just mouth, wow.
she looks like crossly back at you, and she puts her hand around Byron's shoulder and is like, come on, let's go get you some cotton candy to calm you down. And he's like, yeah, that sounds pretty rad, actually. I'd like some cotton candy. And then you watch as they walk away, he almost immediately, almost without any self-control to it at all, starts to get a little handsy with your mom again, Adam.
Gosh, I throw another mud at him.
Roll plus tough again.
8.
You hit both of them.
Yeah, it's just mud.
Yeah, it and you hit like 4 or 5 other people, because I think you probably just like do that thing where you swipe your hand across the mud and it just a big wave of mud goes.
Yeah.
Oh, my jacket. What the heck?
The most immediate problem for you, Adam, is now your arm is covered in mud. So your arm is visible.
Uh-oh. I try to wipe it off as quickly as possible.
Okay,
is that a mud ghost?
Yeah, it gets on your other arm then because you're trying to wipe it off. So you're both. So there's two arms and your torso are very visible in mud. And yeah, there's people just pointing at it. And
I'm going to roll a quick to keep my secrets.
Okay,
I rolled a 3.
Maybe I was on that tilt-a-whirl a little too long. I'm seeing things.
I rolled a 3. I stop, drop, and roll.
Okay.
Shamanda, I think Adam might need a distraction.
Oh, come one, come all to the Dojo of Excellence, where your fortunes will be told and secrets revealed to you. And then I shoot off some fireworks from my jean jacket.
Whoa.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, so that I think that's your last hold then, Shamanda.
Oh, yes.
Everybody gets drawn away. Susan, does that make you... Do you notice Adam then? Do you see him?
Oh, I mean, and I don't want to blow up a spot, but I kind of saw Adam for most of it.
Okay.
I had my third eye open.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm the most magical person anyone's ever met. I mean, even insecure Susan knows what's up.
Well, and so the other thing is you see him doing this. You have not seen him do this particular thing before, so you realize like Adam used his science to make himself invisible, which is like a really magic-y thing to do, and it kind of I guess in this moment with your insecurity and stuff, it
yeah,
kind
it's
of
just
feels
another
like,
person coming for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
Susan.
Yeah.
Can you see me?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, sorry. I needed to get away from the Crammos, and I thought the best place to hide from the pigs is with the pigs.
Okay, now normally I would love that wordplay, but Suze is having kind of an off day.
What's the matter?
I don't want you to tell anybody this. I think I might be a big loser.
What?
Susan, I might just be a big loser.
No. Oh, Susan, I overheard that, and that is just not true.
I don't know what's happening. Oh, hey, Derek.
Yeah, Derek walks up.
Hi, Derek.
Hey.
You came in.
What?
You came.
Yeah.
Susan, do not talk about yourself like that.
I don't know. It's just like, should I even be here?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you need to be here.
Like, am I just making stuff worse?
Sorry, I also heard.
No.
Susan.
I don't know. And like, you know me, I love to be the rock.
You are the rock. You're the rock, and we're all the moss clinging to you.
And then at that point, two questions. One, Adam.
Yeah.
Are you still invisible?
Yeah, but I think when the group shows up, I uninvisible.
Great. You forget everything since you drank that slice. You're just covered in mud.
What the hell did you do to me? Susan, did you do this to me?
So I'm just going to be like, you're my little moss. And like, as I go for the hug, he does that.
No.
Susan, did you push me in the mud?
Hey, calm down. You're making Susan upset, okay?
Making Susan upset. Look at me. My shirt that you got me. Now no one can read
it. You jumped in the mud, Adam.
I did.
You drank a slice.
What?
This is the first time, Adam, that you are discovering that there might be side effects.
Oh, no.
Like, we know mechanically that they exist, but I don't think Adam, these are all way too experimental since that's the first time experiencing the side effect.
I remember taking the slice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Unless you decide you don't. I mean, that's up to you.
I think I remember cracking it. I remember opening it and putting it to my lips, and then everything else is a blank.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I guess there are science can be dangerous, I guess.
Duh.
You know what else can be dangerous? Letting a bunch of snakes loose on a plane.
Hey, wait, Derek.
Did you see snakes on a plane without me?
Hey, oh my gosh, Crashly, I miss you so much.
I miss you so much too. Hi.
How was it?
It's been awful.
It seems like it. Everyone kind of seems down.
Yeah.
I'm not down, I'm just muddy.
I got a new member. I feel good about that. And,
I mean, I spilled my heart and we've all just kind of moved forward. So I wouldn't say I'm down.
Susan, I'm sorry I snapped at you. I took a slice. It made me invisible. I thought I had all the kinks worked out, but apparently I can't remember what I do when I drink it.
I get it.
It's like alcohol. Yikes.
I have new kinks too.
Did you drink alcohol or did you drink a slice?
I don't know. And I hold up the can and I smell it. It smells like slice.
I think there's just a lot going on with everybody right now. And I know I always have to say this and I, broken record and all that, but I think there might be trouble a-brewing.
Now, Susan, I think sometimes you feel like you need to look out for the rest of us because you're the adult and everyone else's problems kind of take precedence to your own. But if you keep putting yourself to the side like that, it's going to do you harm. And the other thing you need to remember is you're not really the adult here. I am. I'm way older than you.
Ew, Derek.
Even though you look old.
No. No.
That's sweet, bud. Thank you.
And this is, Derek, when you say that, you've been human long enough that you're actually like a little taken aback. Like Susan looks, again, about 10 years younger than she did last time you saw her, which was, at the beginning of the week.
Susan, did you get Botox 2 weeks ago and now it's setting in?
What?
Oh. Okay,
I
didn't.
Face looks, honestly, like, your skin looks amazing.
Wow, yes.
Really?
Susan.
Yeah.
And you told me Madam Exfoliate doesn't work. It sounds like it looks as though you've been going. You look great.
Oh,
not that you didn't look good before. It's just like, it's noticeably.
Right. No, okay. Let's go on over and see, what's Deborah?
Denborah, yeah.
Let's go find Denborah, kids. And
can someone help me out of the mud?
Yeah, I'll help you.
Sure, buddy.
I can't get over the fence. It's too slippery now.
Wait, is that your mom over there?
Yeah, and Ranger Along's grabbing her tush.
Well, currently, they are making out hard.
Oh, come on.
Your mom's got a fat ass.
I storm over there.
No, wait a second.
No, okay. No. Hey, don't throw salt on anybody's game.
It's magic.
And yeah, Diane is just going like, stop, Byron, hey, we're in public.
Listen, bud, no means no.
That's right.
That's my mom.
He is right.
And Byron's like, oh, hey, champ.
Champ, wow. Is it a joke because I lost the pie eating contest? Rude.
Hey. Byron gets down on one knee and
I'm not going to marry Byron.
Is looking up at you and he's like, hey, I told you I didn't care how you did in that competition. I was just proud of you for being there, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. You know, your mom's proud of you and I am too. And so that's why I call you a champ. And wow. Yeah. What is going on? Diane, I'm sorry. That you're right. You said to stop and I thought we were kind of doing like a flirty thing, but that is, I think I might have crossed a line a little bit. Sorry. Wow.
You think?
You crossed the county line.
I hate to say this. It's not his fault.
What?
Aunt Diane, if I may call you that.
She's like, yeah, Diane would also work.
Sure. So, Aunt.
I call her mom.
Well, I can't do that. That'd be too weird.
I mean, because if you need to work out these behavioral problems, as I'm about to put a brochure into his hand.
He takes it. He gives it consideration. He's like, shaking his head like, yeah.
There seems to be going something on here. And kids, listen up. There's something going on that's making the adults act like their younger selves, and specifically the worst of their younger selves. Luckily, I have not been affected at all. So don't worry about that. But I do think we've got to figure this out. And Aunt Diane, maybe maybe just give some grace here, because I don't think it's Ranger. I don't think it's his fault. It's fault.
Well, if everybody's. Since everyone's getting younger, are you all right?
I just hate saying something nice about this man.
I was going to say, and like, Susan, just because you have a crush on him, like, he's not going to get back together with you because you say that.
He had a crush on me and I had to let him down nicely.
Wait, you're saying that everyone is getting younger and so their attitudes are going to be a little bit more, you know, on edge. And see, EJ has walked off by himself somewhere.
I'm over here.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, bud. We just assumed you. That's kind of your signature move.
Who cares?
No, I care.
I'm kind of. I don't.
You zipped your hoodie up all the way.
Yeah.
You zipped it up all the way. How am I supposed to know?
It's cold in this summer fair.
All right. Let's go find Denbora, you guys. Come on all now. Right.
Okay.
Fine.
Yes.
Wait, Derek, tell me about Snakes on a Plane. How was it? Who'd you go with?
Wow. Okay. Well, I got invited by Jordan.
What?
We went and no. It was really great. But then
did you hear me say what?
She didn't even eat dinner beforehand. Afterwards she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry, I forgot to eat dinner.
Derek?
And I was like, well, that's crazy, Jordan. If people don't eat, they die. That is something that I know.
You
what?
So oh my gosh. I made sure that she got food. We went to the Shake Shack.
What?
And what? I love the Shake Shack.
It's so good.
She didn't have any money on her, which is crazy because like
I can't believe you didn't invite me. Oh,
well, you were out here at the fair, so I just assumed you guys are having a good time.
We were.
Derek.
But anyway, I've been making new friends, too.
So and you went on a date.
Best part of the movie.
Yeah, and at this point, you, Derek, finally realize Crashly is still standing 20 feet behind you. Like, ooh. She has stopped moving while the rest of you have all been walking forward.
Crashly, are you okay?
Not really.
You have hardly eaten the rest of your hair.
Okay, and I guess the reason you didn't hear me say what a bunch of times is that I'm really far back here. You went on a date, and I ran up. You what? Went on a date with Jordan?
No.
What? No, you just spelled out that you did, and I've stolen some popcorn, and I'm eating it.
Popcorn?
Me too.
Can I have the kernels at the bottom of the bag?
You know she has a crush on you. We talked about it, or I talked about it at length. You fell asleep, and then you woke up. And like, so you heard that she has a crush on you. And you know that I don't feel comfortable with that. I mean, I like that she likes you.
What?
But obviously you can't go on a date with her. That makes me look like an idiot. And you look like a jerk.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't understand that it was a date at all. And obviously I would never like flirt with or do anything or anything like that with anybody. Like, I know you would never do that either.
Uh-oh.
Well, not unless I was under a spell, which I was going to tell you about anyway.
I think Barley walks by.
Yeah. Barley walks by again, 6'7", very tall. He's somehow He's converted his duster into, you know, it was like too big, so he just cut the sleeves off. So instead, just like a long vest.
Oh, nice.
And it looks pretty cool. It looks a little weird, but he looks cool in the way that like someone at the Ren Fair looks cool, you know, where it's like.
So very.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Here's what I'm trying to say is somebody at the Ren Fair looks very cool in a very particular context that people outside of that context could make fun of them. But those people are assholes for doing so because it's like that person's obviously cool. They're just not being normal.
Amen.
That's what I mean.
Well, look at that guy.
And Barley walks by and he does double finger guns to you, Crashly. He's like, hey, just remember to keep your distance, okay?
Obviously.
No chewing on my toenails.
No, I know. Oh, my God.
So, wait a second.
Derek, here's what
chewing on his toenails?
No, it was. Here's what happened. Well, I've got to tell you some other stuff, too, because, like, I've been going through some stuff. But anyway, I got a spell put on me. And so the spell made me think that guy was super attractive or whatever. But I tried to resist it, and I only bit his toe, like, two times. And then Shamanda tried to make me have a crush on another guy. But I didn't want to, because, like, you're my boyfriend, and I like you.
Wait, but...
So, talk to her.
Crashly, I'm confused, because in some cultures and histories that I've witnessed, people biting each other's toenails is, like, basically marriage.
What culture?
Really?
I gotta call somebody.
Oh, no, yeah. There have been iterations of this universe where a consensual bite to the toenails is tantamount to marriage.
Well, luckily, this was not consensual.
Oh, that's even worse. Crashly, what is wrong with you?
I was under a spell.
I bit his toe, too.
Thanks.
What?
Now, this is also the point where, Adam, you saw Crashly eating hair, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If I'm remembering correctly, you made the like heat camera.
Oh, that's right.
And stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. So you've seen her doing that before, and she is now openly talking about biting Barley's toes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She tried to bite my fingernails, too.
What?
Remember?
Crashly, what's going on? What is with you and nails and hair? Are you like,
I think there's something wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with her. She is going through some stuff, and we are supporting her.
If something's wrong with Crashly, we need to investigate it immediately.
Are you a Mothman?
No, I don't have any wings.
I ate blood all the time, and I ate clothing, too.
Remember. You ate blood? I knew you ate clothes.
Well, I bit my tongue.
We should talk about this more, because, like...
Yeah, I know. I miss our chats.
Me, too. Ugh, it's been, like...
So, I'm looking at this map of the town, and Denbora doesn't seem that far away. We can maybe bring the car around?
Yeah, Denbora has actually been manning off and on the like one of the information tents at the fair. So yeah, she's last you guys saw, she might be on site. But I'll say yes. As you walk over, you can see from a distance, Shamanda, that the tent appears to already be getting shut down. So your initial instinct is correct. It's probably best to go to her place of residence.
Oh, her home.
Maybe she did this to me.
All right, in the car, kids.
Yeah.
Vroom, 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 vroom,
and I'm choosing the music.
Oh,
great.
I think the whole time in the car, I'm just like whining to Derek in that same terrible tone of voice about like how I didn't really do anything wrong, but I'm sorry.
Yeah. Derek, what's your response?
Oof. I'm very concerned. And Crashly, I think we should probably sit out of this adventure and tend to whatever's going on with you.
But don't you think the witch like probably did this to me?
I put my hands on Crashly's shoulders and I look deep into her eyes and I say, none of that matters to me. All I care about is keeping you safe and making sure you're okay.
Aww. You're like a really good boyfriend. Sorry I accused you of going on a date.
Well, I have to also, if I could borrow someone's phone, I have to have a very stern talk with Jordan.
I passed my phone over for the guys.
Yeah, someone give him a
okay,
phone.
And now does for anyone real? Have Jordan's yeah. number?
I memorized it.
You do?
Yeah, because I heard her tell it to someone one time. And just in case I needed to call her. Like, I might have needed to at one
time. Crashly, you are a genius.
The phone is hooked up to the speaker system so that we can all hear.
Great, yeah. So you have it on aux. But the ox is going into the tape deck of the car.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So it rings, and you know, after a few rings, hey, Crashly, what's up?
Actually, this is not Crashly. This is Derek Pfeiffer, the boy.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, I'm calling because I think you may have tricked me into going on a date with you, and I just wanted to say that that's not very nice.
What you? I asked you if you wanted to go out to the movie, and you said, yeah, I
did want to go to a movie, but I didn't realize that what you were actually doing was trying to take me out on a date when you knew full well that I have a girlfriend named Crashly, who I like very much and would never betray.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Crashly.
Hey, Jordan.
Anyway, glad we got this sorted out. Thanks for talking to me, Jordan.
Wow.
And she's just like, do you hang up or?
See you around.
Are you hanging up or are you waiting?
No, I'm civilly waiting for a response.
She's just like, I'm sorry, Derek. I just really like you. Wow. And you're right. That was really cool of me. But I can't believe you have me on speaker. That's so mean.
Oh,
it what?
I wasn't great, but like to embarrass me in front of all of your friends like this. I didn't know you were a bully, Derek.
Wait. I'm not trying to embarrass. I look to the rest of the gang.
Oh.
No.
And I'm just doing that like, my face is like,
I'm like, focusing on the road. Nothing. Uh-huh. Anything.
No.
Sorry, I think the phone's broken and that's why this can only be used on speaker. We're barely listening.
Adam, you're the scientist. Fix this.
Okay, fix the phone.
Yeah, you can just hear Jordan starting to, you Derek, with your superhuman senses, hear the drops of tears.
No.
Now, if it helps, Jordan, I'm here.
it doesn't help.
Wow, I bet it doesn't. I bet it doesn't.
I'm taking guilty as an emotional condition.
Oh, you know what, then, Derek? Roll plus charm, because we have the move for you. Turkey becomes one.
Uh-oh.
Anytime you take an emotional condition, roll plus the affected stat. So you have a negative -3 currently on charm.
Believe it or not, I rolled a 12 straight up.
Yeah.
Great. Whoa. Great. Nothing happens. Wow. You maintain, you feel like a twinge inside of your turkey boy self, but.
And in fact, Tyler, the spurs at the where my Achilles tendons are, mm-hmm. suck back into my body.
Like you're so emotionally impacted that they just like, retract
like
in.
I've so crushed my turkey instinct here that part of my turkeyism
absolutely
is gone.
Yeah, and you all pull up as all of this. Jordan's just like, you know what, Derek, just leave me alone from now on, okay? And I'll do the same. I'm sorry. I guess I thought you were somebody different than you were. And
okay, wait, hold
up.
On. I think we need. Oh darn it. I try calling her again.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, it doesn't. Nobody picks up.
Okay. This is a situation that I'm going to have to fix, and I will find a way.
Okay.
Crashly, how do you react to that?
To Derek wanting to fix it?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, you do. And I will help because I'm a good girlfriend because, like, we don't want to be bullies, but we weren't. And really, we just have to, like, fix her misunderstanding.
Yeah, I agree.
What would Samuel L. Jackson do?
Well, he'd probably say a lot of words I don't want to repeat. Adam, he uses so many curse words in this movie. Ugh. It's unbelievable.
I wish I was there with you. Oh, my gosh.
I wish you were too, Adam, instead of Jordan.
But wait, I thought you were still... you can't date Jordan. I thought you were still dating Genesis. You're an inanimate object friend.
Oh, I don't want to go see the movie with Jordan. I'm in love with Genesis. And she's not inanimate. She's sleepy.
You should have heard some of the stuff she was saying while you guys were at the fair.
What? 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 With Jordan or Genesis?
Anyway, let's get Crashly fixed.
Alan is on one today.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe he meant Jordan. Say canonically he meant Jordan.
No, he's shaking his head.
He meant Genesis.
I meant Genesis.
She wasn't there.
Boy, if only you guys could read into her mind like I could.
No.
She can't talk to you verbally right now.
No, you're so nutty.
No, what? She's shut down. I'm not going to give you power over Genesis.
Shamanda, pull over. Pull over, Shamanda.
No, that's
Shamanda, you do pull over at the Denbora Remedies house. It's a classic, like, haunted house look.
I love it.
Complete with rickety old metal gate out front and everything. It's spooky as fuck.
I love it.
Oh. I turn on my high beams as we creep into our long driveway.
Yeah, there's mist from somewhere.
What time of day is it?
Well, it was like 6 o'clock. So and it's, you know, late summer. So it's still light out. Not here, though. Here, it's dark and spooky.
Well, adults should go first, right, Susan?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to go and just yell, ding dong, the witch is here. As I knock on the door.
Great. Nobody answers.
Oh.
Denbora, it's Susan.
Nobody answers.
Okay. I guess I could try to summon her.
You could try. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to summon Denbora. It's just a little magic spell.
Yeah. So I guess that's essentially summon a monster into the world.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Roll plus weird.
Okay. That is an 8, but my weird is what's affected, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I could act out here.
You could act out. How are you acting out, Susan?
I think I'm just going to turn to the kids and be like, wow, I bet you're loving this house way more than my apartment, which you said you would want to come hang out at, but I've noticed that no one's been there.
It's kind of hard to explain to my mom why we keep going to hang at your place.
Oh, so we're mentioning Aunt Diane in the middle of this, and I'm just going to take off my shoe and throw it on the ground.
Okay, great. Which is part of the magic for this summoning, so go ahead and roll plus
lucky
weird
for everybody.
Yeah, your insecurity will not affect this roll, so
oh man, I have to roll again.
No, you can you did roll, so go ahead and add your
use that. Okay, then it is an 8.
Okay, great. It works imperfectly. So what's the glitch? It's weakened of short duration. You take 1 harm, draws unwelcome attention, or has a problematic side effect.
I think my shoe gets sucked into the ground.
Yes. Great. Ugh. So that's the problematic side effect is your shoe just goes in.
I got that at Eddie Bauer.
You do the summoning spell. What do you say for the summoning spell?
A witch is a witch is witch, in which case she is here.
It works perfectly. Denbora does not show up.
Wow. Rashawn just got kicked off.
Oh, shoot.
Oh my god, I did a witch summoning spell. Yeah, you, and Rashawn disappeared?
She's the opposite of a witch.
Wow.
Anti-witch.
I got a lot of questions when she comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Rashawn.
Hey.
That was weird. Yeah, you got booted by Claire's magic.
It was
that
spooky.
Was, yeah.
Powerful. Powerful stuff.
Yeah, so Denbora does not show up. Now, here's the one thing I will say for you, Susan. Denbora is the most powerful magic user you've ever met, including angels and I guess the devil essentially as well. Not, and like obviously the devil has more power, like raw power stuff, but Denbora is the most sophisticated and like talented magic user you've ever met, you know?
Okay.
So so your spell would not necessarily be binding. Like she would only show up if she wanted to.
Oh, so I don't get the idea that like something's awry. She just doesn't want to talk right now.
Seems like she's either not available or doesn't feel like it.
Okay, but she's not in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't, you don't, you wouldn't, I guess what I would say is that's not where your mind would jump first because, you know, she can handle her shit and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I guess I'm not going to jump into conclusions. So it just seems like another person who doesn't want to be around Susan Wexler.
Yes. Yeah, that I think that's fair.
Okay. I'm sorry that everyone had to see that. And it seems like maybe there is a huge curse on this town and the real magic user isn't around. So good luck, kids.
Wait, you're ditching us?
Where are you going?
Well, I'm just being dramatic. I'm going to stay, but I'm obviously not going to be of any help.
What? That's not true.
Why? We're teenagers and we're good at all kinds of stuff.
Are you having like a midlife crisis again?
Susan. Quarter life.
I know you're going to hate to hear this, but you're acting like an actual CEJ right now.
Ooh.
Oh, you mean brave and fun to be around?
We what? All know that that's not what I mean.
Yeah, Susan.
Okay.
I think you need to think about like your choices and how they're affecting the group or some shit you would usually say to us.
Okay, I guess, yeah.
Wait, is that CEJ trying to deal with the feels?
Yeah.
Oh, wild.
Okay, great. See, Alan, go ahead and roll for CEJ plus weird.
Wow, weird that that didn't work.
It's a six.
I help CEJ. I recognize, like, hey, I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to be nice, but you still got that kind of, like, rough exterior that's so nice, you know, in certain occasions. But right now, I really need you to just dig a little deeper.
Great. Shamanda, roll plus cool to help out.
I rolled a six minus one is five.
So you fail.
But we get experience.
Yes, we do.
You do.
And also, Shamanda, for protecting me from Ray earlier because of my always the victim feature, you get another experience.
Oh, yes. So you get three experience. Now, more importantly, Shamanda, you expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping. So that's going to happen. CEJ, you completely fail at your attempt to help Susan. So Susan is going to push back hard against you.
Oh.
So Susan, what is your rejoinder to CEJ?
Yeah, I guess you're right. My advice to you guys is always useless and just ridiculous. And I don't know how to take my own advice. I'm sorry. I don't want you guys to see me like this, even though I guess you've said my skin looks amazing.
Now, here's the other thing, Susan, while you're sort of doing this, you watched Shamanda trying to help CEJ smooth over his thing. And if something about that bothers you.
Oh, my God.
So you are going to say something hurtful to Shamanda right now. That is how she is going to be impacted.
Oh, God.
What is it you say to her?
Oh, wow.
And if you want to help organize around it, the other thing is, again, you have teenage hurt bag. Whenever anybody around you fails a roll, you take an emotional condition and get 5 years younger. And there were just two of those. So you are going to take two emotional conditions and lose 10 years.
Okay. So I am going to take, I think at this point, angry.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm already insecure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm adding angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably embarrassed by this point.
Yeah. And all of this is going to come out on Shamanda.
And what was the last thing Shamanda said?
I believe you were like telling CEJ, like, you know, I see what you're trying to do, but you have to try to essentially sort of like use honey. She was like trying to coach CEJ. Is that kind of right, Rashan?
Yeah. You know, emulsify that, you know, a little bit, you know, put some froth on there.
Oh, so you have to baby me just like we've had to baby you for the last year.
Whoa. Yikes, we all know it's true, but we don't say it.
Shamanda, what emotional condition do you take from that?
Shock, awe, the nerve, the gall, I guess, embarrassed. You baby me? I thought I was,
and
I'm not a baby.
While this, Shamanda, you look and watch. Susan looks to be in her early 20s.
Whoa.
Here's the other thing. Susan doesn't remember how old she is anymore because of a birthday gift from Immortata. She has a rough idea. I actually do know exactly how old Susan is, but a gentleman never tells.
Right, of course.
So I am tracking it. But yeah, Susan, you are in your early 20s currently.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, I know tensions are high.
I'm not a baby.
You're not. You're
not
a teen.
Baby. Would a baby do this? And I drive away.
What?
Okay, baby.
Susan?
Claire hates this.
Yeah, so Shamanda drives off, leaving the rest of you standing outside of Denbora's seemingly empty house in mystery.
I want to say something, but I'm afraid it may DH Susan.
Just say it to me.
I think we need Barb's help.
Adam, shut up.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Oh my God.
Adam, shut up.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. Or just tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we are so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. Until next time, watch out for big feelings and poor impulses.
He does love hands.
He's in Virginia. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Virginia is for handies.
No, that's true.
Now, what the hell?
Well, that needs to be our first piece of merch. A shirt that is Virginia's for handies.
Virginia's for handies.
Can you imagine we make these kids wait 3 seasons for merch and we're like, we got it.
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Allie Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.